This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Mike Parsons. This is number three in the series. Each time we do this, it's been a two-hour series. And we're talking about concentration camps in the United States. This is an investigative report about what happens in prison. And can it happen to you? And the answer is absolutely. The system is rigged. And we'll talk about judges in a little bit. We're talking about breakfast. We've talked about breakfast in hour number one. We've talked about lunch. Mike, do they ever serve, you know, you talked about lunch, no fruit. And lunch is the big meal of the day. You get processed foods like beans, and once a week you get turkey. And you said there's no such thing as kosher meals, no salt, no sugar, no pepper. What about things like hot dogs, hamburgers, pizzas, submarine sandwiches, and spaghetti?
They have hot dogs on Saturday, and they have for dinner. Let me go ahead and jump to dinner. Dinner is easy. Okay, it's what they call the afternoon snack. It's from 4:30 to 5, you get a slice of bologna on two pieces of wheat bread, and that's it. Oh, and water. You get water. And that's it. That's it for the day. The problem with the bologna is it's full of sodium nitrate. Sodium nitrite, the hot dog's the same. And when I went in there, I told them that, my religion does not allow me to eat food that I know is harmful to my body. And so I don't eat any of the bologna and hot dogs. So for the first 2 weeks, I had none of that and lost weight significantly. They did let me order commissary, and for the first about a month and a half, I signed the commissary forms the same way where it had inmate. I would mark through that and write hostage. I would print the name, and I would put under duress without prejudice to qualify that I'm only doing this under duress. I'm not trying to create an adhesion contract, and I put the UCC 1-308 to basically say, I'm agreeing to this only because I'm forced to not starve. And the only thing I could order off the commissary that was fit to eat was peanuts. Let's see. There was peanuts and, and there's peanuts. So you're somewhat limited as to what everything else is: sugary snacks, processed food, it's junk food. It's, as Dr. Sheila would say, it's garbage. So I would load up on peanuts, coffee, and that's about it.
Mike, how much does some quantity of peanuts cost at the commissary? What is the size of the package? What are you talking about, like
Planters? It's a little bit small. It's enough that you can put in the palm of your hand, and that's uh-huh. it.
How much does that cost?
It's 50 cents. I'm sorry. 85 cents. My mistake. I've got a packet right here. It's 1.75 ounces. Fits in the palm of my hand. It's about two mouthfuls. If you just put about half of that in your mouth, enough to chew on. It's 85 cents a pack. And that's it.
And where does the money come from? Does that come from contributions from outside?
Oh, yeah, your family has to put money. They have what they call a kiosk where people can come in there and put money on your account. And they call it a trust fund account. That's the operative word, trust. This is all about you being a trustee of a trust. That's part of the Luciferian sleight of hand. And, of course, your family and loved ones can go on the Internet at inmatetrustfund.com and deposit money to your account there, too. But there's a cost for that. Same with the phone calls. The phone calls were about $3.10 for 15 minutes. You had to spend $3 just to put $10 on somebody's, get them a phone card if you're ordering it, and or you'd have to make a trip up there and buy the phone cards. And the Securus company is the same parent company that owns the company that has the GPS trackers that they want to put everybody on for house arrest, because the prisons are full, and so they're putting more and more people on house arrest. So effectively, you're in a virtual concentration camp no matter where you're at. And if you step out of that zone, alarms go crazy. They come to get
Mike,
you, take you away.
Do you have a one of those GPS monitoring systems on you right now?
I'm looking at it right now, fixing to plug it in to charge it up, because if you don't charge it up twice a day, that thing will start vibrating, and then they start getting alarms, and they want to know, why is it not charged, and where are you at?
Mike, have you heard any reports from people who have had those on, and they've malfunctioned, and then the rescue team comes to make sure everybody's okay with guns, like a SWAT team? Is that what happens?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of stuff on the Internet. I'm finding actual prison wardens and other people within the system, they're actually coming out against these devices, but obviously they're not making a profit off of it like the judges and the jailers and the governors and the senators and so forth that approve them. Remember, Tennessee is one of the states that has written legislation to not only create the private prisons, but to guarantee them 95% occupancy. They're guaranteeing that they will give them victims to warehouse in these private for-profit prisons.
Did any of your fellow men in prison who were allegedly felons, did any of them say that they absolutely positively didn't do it and they were set up and you believe them?
Yeah. There was a lot of guys that actually did minor things. Most of these are drug-related offenses. I would say in the two pods that I was in, if you eliminated the word drug from their issue, they wouldn't be there. It was all about using drugs, buying drugs, selling drugs, making drugs, stealing for drugs. There was always a drug component. Literally, the jail would be empty except for Mike Parsons if they got rid of everybody charged with some drug-related offense. That's insane, but that's this. It's a trap, folks. If you're doing drugs, if you've got a friend that's doing drugs, oh gosh, you can do much better. Life is short. Don't play their game. The only winning move, as they say, is not to play their game. Well, this is their game. And I certainly recommend the medicinal benefits of many of these Schedule Ones, like the hemp oils and the other parts that help with children's seizures and other people that are suffering from various ailments. Heck, you can smoke cannabis and it will reduce the pressure on your retina. So if you've got high retina pressures, that's been known for a long time. Of course, it used to be the first law in this country having to do with marijuana is that you had to grow it. In New Hampshire, back in the colonial days, if you didn't grow hemp, you had to pay somebody to grow it. Otherwise, you had to pay a fine. Because it was a law, you had to grow it, because that's how they made textiles, they made paper, and it was used medicinally for many things. Only since the petrochemical companies came in with the pharmaceutical drugs, with the Rockefellers and such, has all that changed. And now people are having their awakening, going back to what was God's medicine is now becoming popular again, and you see medical doctors across the board changing their strategy because they're tired of killing people. They're tired of just, being a profit generator for a pharmaceutical company.
Fresh air.
There's
how
none.
Often?
There's none. That's all I can say. There's absolutely no fresh air. They claim that they've got ventilation, but I'm here to tell you, the jail, you've heard the term nose blind, where you get to a point where you just can't smell the stench and the chemicals and such. Well, most of these guys were already in that state because most of the guys smoke. I don't smoke. Never have smoked. Never got into it. Never done drugs. I've never had that as part of my life. And I was in sports my whole life, but I could not get away from the stench of the chemicals. Couldn't get away from it. Every day they would roll in a fresh batch of chemicals to put on the floor, and these guys that had no common sense about them would slather it on the floor, and then, you know, after they'd eat breakfast, they'd go back to sleep and sit there and breathe these chemicals. Well, they were concerned because in the one room that I was in for about a month, four guys had developed what was either considered staph or brown recluse spider bites. Who knows? They look kind of the same. You got a big sore that swells up, and then their flesh starts falling off. Who knows? But they literally had in the same room four guys that developed these conditions that were taken out and put in isolation for weeks until they recovered. They don't want people to see them, so they isolate you.
Mike, do you think that they bring people in who have serious diseases that are communicable, and they pass those people around to make sure that, you know, the enemies of the system get sick?
Well, I know this, that they did not test any of the guys working in the kitchen for any communicable diseases. And as one guy said, you better hope none of them spit in your food because some of these guys have AIDS.
Have you ever been warned not to eat a meal on a specific day?
Yeah, we actually had that happen several times when I was in prison. The food steward at the Wayne County annex came out, said, guys, don't eat the fish. It's bad. We called Nashville. We said it was bad. We wanted to serve an alternate, and they said, no, absolutely not. Serve the fish. He said, guys, I just recommend throwing it in the trash. Now, this was a guy who had a conscience, and that's the thing. There are people on the inside that actually have a conscience that are not totally evil. And some of these people, without saying who they are, they've helped. They've helped me and they've helped others. They've protected, in some capacity, me and others from time to time. And so that's good to know. But the reality is that the vast majority of these guys, they're evil and or they just don't want to be there. Just there to collect a check, and they don't care about their fellow man. But every now and then, you'll find some soul who actually cares and will point you in the right direction to keep you out of trouble.
You know, we talk about cops being on the quota system or the contest system. We come back, Mike, are judges in a contest, or are they on a quota system? Mike Parsons, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Number three in the series with USAPrepares.com instructor Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons is a farmer. He's a pilot. And he's my friend. I've known Mike for several years. He's been to the farmhouse. He's been to the expo. He's been to the meetup. He's been very helpful. Mike, before we get into the judges, I had a question. You know, when you see cops, they use a lot of profanity. I mean, it's almost impossible for them to get out a few sentences without some four-letter words. Is that the way the corrections personnel are in prison? Is that the way they speak?
What they're trained to do is called escalation. They try to provoke you into a similar response so that would justify them attacking you, tasing you, macing you, whatever. I was very ill back in April. I could barely speak. I had an eye infection. And I walked out to what's called the med cart. I was told by an officer to go to the med cart to request cleaner for my contacts. I have hard lenses. I have to have them cleaned. Otherwise, I keep infecting my eye. And I told the guy, I said, the missus had brought in cleaning solution. And he said, go back to the pod. I did. And he said he didn't have it. And then I called the missus, and she said, yeah, I dropped it off. And when he came, I told him that, I just talked to the missus. She said, it's here. It was dropped off. He said, put the phone down, shut the you-know-what up, and go to your room. The next thing I knew, I was charged with four crimes, street crimes, hindering an officer, failure to follow an order, disruption, inciting a riot in a penal institution. Okay, I'm reporting a medical need, and I'm looking at 8 years in prison if convicted for all these charges. And ultimately, they dropped that issue because I said, hey, you got a video monitor up here, and I know you guys got audio. Why don't you look up the video and listen? And because I'm on the phone with the missus, I know you record all the phone calls. You could hear what I said. You can hear the tone of my voice. You can hear this exactly what I say, and you can also hear what the officer said. And, oh, by the way, if for some reason you say you lost the audio, the missus were recording my conversation, so I'll be glad to get you a copy, like CD or thumb drive or what. So they backed off. And if you're in jail or if you're in prison and you're calling home, tell your family, invest in a digital recorder, and every time you're on the phone, record it to protect yourself. Because they do frame people, and they do keep them in jail, and they do keep them in prison for longer than they ought to be. Now, let me say this about judges. If anybody is of the mind that, well, they're only doing their job, just go to Google and search judges profit from every conviction. That's all. Judges profit from every conviction. Then when you've read about all those tragedies, about how they're, you know, sending innocent people to jail for profit, then search judges profit from every conviction, then add the word CRIS, C-R-I-S, fund, CRIS fund. And then you'll find out there's actually a fund that from every conviction, a certain amount of money goes in this for these judges. And wouldn't you like to know how much money they're profiting? There was one guy that I talked to in prison, and I read his transcript. And the judge made the statement at his sentencing hearing that he's working towards generating 1 million years in prison before he retires. His goal, this is a judge who's elected by we the people to protect and preserve our rights, but his goal is to sentence we the people to at least 1 million years in prison. Why is that? Because that assures his, well, his retirement will be quite lucrative. It's all about profit sharing. They're sharing in the profits of the prison system. Anybody that doesn't believe this is not doing research. And if you do this, you'll know. And then you'll have to decide, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to go along with the scam? Are you going to sit back and watch as everything is destroyed? Or are you going to speak up? That's what you have to decide. I know that there are a lot of people out there that consider this. And like on the Facebook that's going, the statements that are being put up on TalkStreamLive.com, if you go to Vincent's show on TalkStream Live and you click that, at the very bottom you'll see a whole bunch of people posting about this show and the previous show. And all you got to do is go to Proverbs 17:15. I want you to consider that. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abominations to the Lord. If you don't take a stand and speak out for the righteousness and what's right, you're just helping the other side.
Secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons with us. This is number 3 in a series. Each component of this series has been 2 hours. Mike Parsons, if you wanted vitamins and minerals as supplements, which you take at home, can you get them in prison?
No, and according to the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act, which I asserted that I'm my religion, I don't put things in my body that are harmful, that I needed a vitamin supplements that my wife provided, and the jail administrator was actually going to let me have them, but the guy above him stopped it. They recognized my religion and my way, and even the doctor who examined me at his own request, he would not recognize that the body needs nutrition from vitamins and minerals. His training, he said, was probably about 4 hours. He doesn't really have much to say because he's basically doing what he's told. And religion was a big issue. They wanted to know what my religion was, and they brought me in, set me down, had a bunch of people surround me after they had demanded that I write, you know, all of my facets of my religion on a sheet of paper. And I provided them that information, and effectively when they said, in one word, what is your religion? I said, well, it's not that simple. And they said, no, one word. And I said, okay, it's my religion. Religion is individual. We all have a right to our own religion. No, give me a name. Give me a title. See, he wants to put me in a box. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, well, like my religion is Baptist. Okay. I looked up at the chaplain that they've got there, who I don't know if the guy knows much about religion or is even ordained, but I looked at him and I said, sir, are you going to tell him or should I? He shrugged his shoulders and I said, sir, Baptist is not a religion. It's a doctrine. And, of course, that didn't go over well with him. But that's what they do. They want to manipulate and control and put you in a box so they can shut you up. That's all the judges want to do, is they want to create the illusion of justice when, in fact, it's a fraud. I said earlier, I went into the court on Friday, and before that, I went into the clerk's office to look at the file. I found three documents. One is a transcript that's dated April the 5th of the arraignment. Another is a findings and order that's dated April the 8th. But in the findings and order, Walker, the judge, wrote, the defendant was arraigned on March 14th. Well, this transcript says I was arraigned on the 5th of April. Then it says, he says, the indictment was read to the defendant and he refused to enter a plea, stating he did not wish to engage in commerce with the court, and then a plea of not guilty was entered for him. And in this transcript, nowhere was there a request for a plea. Nowhere did he enter a plea, and nowhere did I say I do not wish to engage in commerce with the court. The transcript doesn't reflect what the judge is claiming was said. It's a fraud. The judge writes the narrative that he wants the people behind him to believe. Just like today, when anybody in the state of Tennessee pulls up Mike Parsons on their internal information, it will say, hey, this is a dangerous guy. He threatened to kill somebody, put a gun to their head, all this other stuff. Well, in the trial, it was proven, number one, I didn't put a gun to anybody's head. An audio recording that I had recorded during the event proved that I never got within 30 feet of the guy, that I repeatedly said, stay back, don't come any closer, drop your gun, stay back, don't come closer. All that was proof that I'm trying to keep distance from us, and the audio recording, you can hear the volumes, and a forensics sound engineer analyzed and determined, the guy in the preliminary hearing that's sitting at the witness stand testifying is the same guy that Mr. Parsons was talking to at the scene, and the distance from the witness stand to where Mr. Parsons was seated in the court was 30 feet, and so approximately the same volume levels, recorded with the same device. Forensically, he can assert definitively that this was, in fact, the same distance. Therefore, Mr. Parsons was not standing over him with a gun pointed to his head, as he claims, and Mr. Parsons never said, get on your knees. So all that false statement that was generated weeks after the event, the original statement at the day of the event, never alleged that. This was something they created after the fact to create the illusion. It's all about creating the illusion. So they write the narrative the way they want it, and then the state picks it up and runs with it. So every time somebody looks at this, they think, oh, this is a dangerous guy. Really? Okay. How do you figure that when the proof shows otherwise? I was never accused of threatening to kill anybody. But that was the basis the judge used to send me to prison. It's a rigged game, my friends. The entire system is rigged. And it's me today. Tomorrow it may be you. That is, if you're outspoken. Now, if you're silent and you sit back, well, no, they'll let you, you know, have what they want you to have. But at some point when they want what you've got, they're going to come and take it because they're a crime syndicate. Now, if you've gone to my website, mikeparsons.org, and you've read my narrative, you know this systemic attack upon me and my family to silence me and punish me for daring to expose the corruption in Tipton County government, including their rigged election, that I exposed and how they railroaded me into prison. And if you read the orders and reasons for judgment exonerating me of the false charges at the universalsupremecourt.org, if you haven't, I recommend you go there. You know that the State of Tennessee Corporation and their subcorporation, Tipton County Government, conspired to cover up the crimes committed against me and my family. And if you read or heard the report that I generated when I was that I generated on February the 11th, you know that when I went into the General Sessions Court, William Peeler, the judge of Covington, Tennessee, while wearing his Luciferian black dress in his administrative kangaroo court, he refused to identify the form of court he was conducting or the rules, codes, statutes, or laws of God, if any, that he was under. And then after proving he could not proceed, since he did not have jurisdiction over me, and despite his own state witness testifying and proving that I was not in violation of their Tennessee corporate policy, 3917-1307EF, or what we the people are tricked into believing as law, Peeler claimed he had probable cause and ordered the sheriff to return me to the 12-by-14-foot concrete vault I shared with seven other men. Since being kidnapped at that time by Tipton County and Sheriff J.T. Poncho Chumley, Chumley of Covington, Tennessee also, at the order of Peeler's on January the 12th, and through his jailers, effectively had starved me and fed me adulterated food, realized that once they recognized my religion and that I didn't eat these adulterated and processed meats, they started giving me the same thing for breakfast, a little bit of oatmeal or grits that was frozen or cold or not the same as what the other inmates got. And then for lunch, peas and beans. Okay, you can imagine I'm getting peas and beans every day, and that's it. For a month, that's all I was served. 7 days a week, day in, day out. Less than 1,000 calories a day. And I lost 15 pounds in the first 16 days. And why am I so different? Because I dare speak out against the corruption. If you speak out, they'll come after you. It shouldn't be that way. How can this happen in this country? It's because we, the people, have not stood up and taken responsibility. No, we've been busy. We've assumed that it's being taken care of, but it hasn't. And then the jailers, the deputy, the sheriffs, and even the chaplain, the doctors, they all rejected my right to religious freedoms. They rejected everything that the Constitution for the United States and Tennessee stand for. They rejected the Chilcotin Nation's Constitution, the fact that I am not a statutory U.S. citizen. My religious freedoms were denied. They wanted my ring so bad. They wanted my wedding ring, something as simple as my wedding ring that demonstrated my humanity. Had to go, because that put me in a class other than an animal. They didn't want that. They had to have that, but they didn't get it. They didn't get it. And this is something you have to consider. Would you take your ring off? This has been on my finger for going on 32 years. It doesn't come off. Excuse me. Other than having a broken knuckle, which helps in that not happening, I wouldn't have to take it off anyway. You don't submit to tyrants. You don't submit to rapists and thieves. In the Bible, if a woman is being attacked and raped, if she screams out, she's not going along with it. She's still made whole. He's condemned. He's destroyed. But if she goes along with it, both of these people can be stoned to death, because if she had only fought, that would have been proof that she didn't want it. You got to fight. If you're not fighting, they think you want it. When your judgment comes, when my judgment comes, did we fight? Did we stand up? Were we like David? Did we have the courage to fight? That's why God was saying that David was a man after his own heart, not because of the Uriah thing. No, that was a sin. It's because he had the courage to fight. He had the courage to take responsibility for himself and his people and fight and stand and throw a few stones every now and then. That's all it takes. We just have to stand together. And we can put down this oppressive backwards mafia in Tipton County and one by one across this country take back what's rightfully ours. The people in Athens, Tennessee, the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, they took back their government their county from a corrupt backwoods mafia when they'd gone off to fight the war. Well, that's what's taking over us right now. We can stop it.
Some of our World War II veterans came back from the war, and they found the mafia, the backwoods mafia, had taken over Athens, Tennessee, and they brought their arms to bear and threw out the corruption in their town. Right, that's the Battle of Athens.
That's right. And you don't want to be like me and end up. I'm human, okay, and I'm claustrophobic. I do not do well in confined spaces. But I was put in a small, confined space, denied access to the outside, despite the state and federal law and their own policy requiring it. My legal mail was lost, delayed, returned to sender. My access to legal books denied. At one point, I actually had a female guard, as I'm using the restroom, stand there and watch. She didn't even have the decency to wait for me to use the restroom, but stood there and watched. You talk about humiliation. That's what you got to look forward to. I hope this never happens to you, my friends. God bless those people that stand up.
Hey, Mike. Hold that thought, Mike. We're coming back after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this can happen to you. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. I was at an event in Springfield, Missouri, and the cops showed up. I was with one of our other instructors talking with a guy who was running for Congress. And the cops showed up and they said, are you Vincent Fennelli? And I said, yeah, what's up? And they said, please step outside. And I said, did I do something wrong? And I said, please step outside. And I said, did you see me do something wrong? And they said, please step outside. And I said, or what? Or are you going to jail? It's as simple as that. Some jerk can call the cops on you and four of them can show up, three in front, one behind, ready to shoot you because some jerk calls the cops. And you may be doing nothing wrong, as was the case with me. And then you can end up in jail, and then this thing can escalate, and this can happen. I am not kidding. It's happened to me twice. Mike, have you ever been in solitary confinement?
I've been in solitary many times for basically various reasons. I've never requested to go there because I'm claustrophobic. These things that we're talking about, folks, these actions by a corporation posing as government, whether it be me or Vincent, they're all illegitimate. And as such, we have no duty to obey or recognize it for anything but the parasitic cancer that it is. And whereby these actions of what I'm dealing with, the Tipton County government minions, are effectively a declaration of war against me and my family, so too are they a declaration of war against every man and woman and child who, like me, dares to be independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing. This is what they're after. They want slaves. If this ongoing abuse and torture of me standing for my God-given rights sounds familiar, well, it should. It should be the echo of the past tyrants posing as government that we've all been taught about, or should have been taught about, that committed cultural genocide against the Native Americans. And before that, the new Americans who adopted Native American ways of self-sufficiency and self-governance, and with that taste of liberty, they stood and fought for independence against an oppressive government. We were supposedly celebrating that yesterday. And then our choice now, well, that's what's going to determine if we the people will lay down and remain silent and be enslaved by a corporation posing as government, or if we'll stand against these tyrants and be free. As for me, I'll stand. How about you, Vincent?
Of course. I certainly stand, and I say no all the time, and I just don't go along with the corruption. I will not be coerced, and I suggest our class does the same thing. And in class, if you have a chance of voting for a judge, don't vote for the other guy who's running against them, the guy who's never been a judge. Don't allow these guys to make careers out of stealing your rights. Mike, you talked about solitary confinement.
Yeah, I was put there once because there was a threat against my life for 30 days. I was put there another time because a roommate wanted my property, so he had his wife call and say that I was in danger. So, and his wife claimed that she was my sister, which my sister would never call. And they put me in solitary for 30 days again, and he stole all my property. Being very claustrophobic as most humans, even animals don't like being caged. You know, we have souls and spirits. We need to be free, and that's what makes us, live. That's
Mike,
what they
prison
want to
doctors.
Do. They want to steal your spirit. They want to steal your soul. That's what they're after. They want you to be good, compliant slaves.
Absolute control. Mike, tell us about prison doctors.
You really don't want to go down that road. You want to avoid them if at all possible, because if you go into jail and you don't know much about medicine, they're going to put you on drugs. If you don't have diabetes, you will before they're done with you. Most of the people were diabetic. Most of the people were on some form of drug. They'd line up daily like a cattle call three times a day to get their drugs.
Mike, being in prison, will it shorten a person's life expectancy, for sure?
Definitely. There's nothing redeeming about incarceration. Nothing. I would certainly
Mike, how do you feel about
somebody. Go ahead.
How do you feel about the death penalty?
I'm opposed to it because there's so many people out there that have been falsely executed when proven.
Very good. Well,
not guilty.
We'll have to continue that. I agree. I'm against it as well. Mike, we'll be back again and again to tell the truth about the concentration camps. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.